Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Immigration executive order. We'll get his take on it coming up in the next hour. It's 8 o'clock. Time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning. I'm Steve Burns. The news brought to you by Cars for Kids. Anything white is now most likely encased in ice. Most of us are still in the low 20s this morning, and the wind is whipping, says Weather Channel meteorologist Ray Stajic.
Yeah, probably 40 to 50. The 50 plus, I think, would be isolated. But what that's doing this morning was sustained to 25 miles per hour and producing wind chills, single digits. And I don't know, I haven't said that much this winter. It just seems like all of a sudden, like, winters want to make this comeback.
He spoke on Mornings on the Mall. So if you see a dark spot on the road, that's probably not water.
We're going to keep crews, you know, out with a load of salt just in case there is any issues with any black ice.
But Charlie Gishler with Maryland State Highway says a late day sun and heavy winds yesterday have left main roads in pretty good shape.
We don't really have any issues at all. That being said, you know, again, if you see something that looks wet, just to take your foot off the gas, slow down a little bit.
John Matthews on WMAL and WMAL.com.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser is standing by her decision to open schools in the district on Tuesday, albeit with a two-hour delay. It comes after the president of D.C.'s teachers union slammed the decision, Elizabeth Davis saying it wasn't fair to make teachers come in, some of whom live well outside the city, while the rest of D.C. government thought the weather was severe enough to close. Mayor Bowser says she's tired of being the city that can't handle snow.
A lot of people thought that we were going to have a huge storm. They saw on TV some areas actually got more snow, but we just didn't have that in the district. And so we were able to get open.
She spoke on Mornings on the Mall. Wind chills in the single digits today aren't deterring the cherry blossom fanatics as the festival opens up today.
The good news, yesterday's snow and ice didn't cause too much damage to the cherry blossoms, but the National Park Service's Michael Litteris says there's still reason to worry.
We are a little concerned about the next three nights where the temperatures are forecast to be below the 27 degree mark, which is where we can start to see damage on the blossoms.
As of now, peak bloom starts the 19th, but he says that may change again. The festival, meanwhile, goes on as scheduled. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
President Trump on Twitter this morning says it's hard to believe two pages of his tax returns just showed up in journalist David K. Johnston's mailbox. The 2005 return showed Trump made more than $150 million in income that year, claimed business losses of $103 million, and paid $38 million in income taxes. Johnston, though, says he wouldn't be surprised if Trump himself put him in the mail.
Donald has a long history of leaking things about himself and doing it directly and indirectly, so it's a possibility. The anger with which the White House responded suggests to me not likely, however. It's when something gets leaked, he's happy about it, he doesn't complain.
The White House called Maddow desperate for attention. The Rachel Maddow show on MSNBC, which revealed it at first, called her desperate for attention in making a show of the returns and said the unauthorized release is illegal. A day before it's supposed to go into effect, the president's revised travel ban will be scrutinized in federal courtrooms across the country today, including in Maryland. More than a half dozen states are trying to derail the executive order affecting travelers from six Muslim-majority nations. The president today is also flying out to Detroit, pushing a plan to roll back fuel efficiency standards for cars and trucks. And Attorney General Jeff Sessions is continuing to push his tough-on-crime agenda, this time to law enforcement officials in Virginia. Sessions will be speaking to police and federal officials today in Richmond. He's expected to further underscore his efforts to make fighting violence in cities a top mission of the Justice Department. Checking your money, the Dow opens the day 20,837, NASDAQ at 5,857. Sports, the Caps break their four-game losing streak, winning over Minnesota. Mount St. Mary's nips New Orleans, advancing to the first round of the NCAA tournament. Their reward is playing top seed Villanova. The Wizards are home tonight for the Mavericks. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Larry O'Connor Show.
If the president of the Washington Redskins, other than Bruce Allen.
We're so proud to announce you're going to be an affiliate of the Washington Redskins starting this season.
Every Redskins game.
And we're actually coming home.
The Larry O'Connor Show, 3 to 6.
WMAL. today.
1-877 cars for kids, KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Is your copier or printer down? Visit carefreeoffice.com today.
Hi, my name is John Maxwell, Chairman and CEO of John Marshall Bank. When it comes to your banking, we have the answers. Visit one of our branches or go to johnmarshallbank.com. That's johnmarshallbank.com.
8:05 now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, we go back to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Gaithersburg coming southbound on 124 Woodfield Road at Brink Road. Do watch for crash. You can get through under police direction. Beltway accidents have cleared. We'll start in Bethesda on the outer loop after Connecticut Avenue. Travel lanes have been reopened, but delays backing near New Hampshire Avenue and Virginia in Annandale towards Springfield. That outer loop crash to the shoulder. Inner loop seeing some delays through that stretch to get you past the Little River Turnpike. 66 lighter than normal, and with the delays and postponements, seeing a little bit of a different rush hour here on the Greenway, and the toll road looks good. Now, a lot of the rush hour can begin later again because we're in a delay on 50 inside the Beltway. If you're heading 50, Arlington Boulevard approaching Annandale Road, reports of a crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wind now a big issue with the wind advisory in effect. Some of the winds gust over 50 miles per hour. It breaks in the overcast this morning, but becoming mostly cloudy and a few snow flurries. A high of only 33. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 23 in Gainesville, 20 in Waldorf, or 22 here in D.C. Traffic and weather sponsored by John Marshall Bank. What kind of arguments will be made in court today against the president's revised travel ban? See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Steve Burns on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Morning. It is 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Wednesday morning. Coming up at 8:35, we'll be joined by Maryland Attorney General Brian Frosch, and he will be discussing the lawsuit that Maryland has decided to join that challenges the revised immigration order. I'm Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us now on the line, former Speaker of the House, 2012 presidential candidate, and author of the new book, Treason, our good friend Newt Gingrich is on the line. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Well, we saw your reaction, and I'd like to talk a little further about it, to the CBO scoring of the bill that's emerging in the House of Representatives to replace Obamacare. The House measure, according to some, would cause some 14 million people in the first year to, quote-unquote, and I use this in quotations, lose their health care. And you weren't very happy with the way CBO scored this matter.
Well, look, I've said for years the CBO should be, the Congressional Budget Office, should be abolished. When they scored the Obamacare provisions, they were so wrong that any private sector company would have been bankrupted had it made a mistake the size of their scoring. And it turned out later that the guy who designed Obamacare became their chief advisor on scoring. So it was a totally rigged game, gave false information, turned out to be just totally wrong. So now you come to the current one. My understanding is, for example, the House Republican plan includes very substantial block grants to the states to provide for high-risk pools and to help people get health insurance, and that, in fact, CBO doesn't score any of that. They just decided as a policy matter that's not what they were going to score. So I think it's very misleading. I think it is a bureaucratic institution that is totally secret. They share none of their formulas. You can't figure out how they reached that score. And I think that's a disaster. I think what they ought to do is replace it with a very simple mechanism that puts out to bid for 3 to 5 scoring companies to come in, offer competing scores, let the congressman understand that there are, you don't know the future.
Yeah.
And what we're doing right now is we're allowing two things, the Congressional Budget Office and the Senate parliamentarian are the two primary mechanisms controlling trying to deal with Obamacare, and it totally distorts the process.
Well, there's another thing that's at play here on Capitol Hill, and I know you've had to deal with this over the years when you were Speaker of the House. The Republicans are fighting among themselves over the best approach.
Sure, and they ought to be. I mean, this is an enormous project. We all hated the idea that Obamacare was rammed through, that as Nancy Pelosi said, you have to pass the bill in order to find out what's in it. We all thought that was a terrible model. Well, guess what? The open legislative process in the age of 24-hour news and Twitter and Facebook is a really messy process. But that's what it should be. I mean, all 535 elected members, of, not counting the vice president, of the House and Senate, all of them are independently elected to represent the folks back home. They ought to bring new ideas, new approaches. There shouldn't be a top-down. So I'm glad to see that both President Trump and Vice President Pence have taken the attitude that this is a process. It's actually much longer than just this bill. It's going to involve a lot of deregulatory effort by Dr. Price at Health and Human Services. It's going to involve bills that are bipartisan that are written this fall. So I think if you see it as a long process, this is the first step. It is a mess. I think they'll gradually sort it out. I suspect in the end they'll pass something in the House. They'll pass something different in the Senate. You just know that that's going to happen. And they're going to have to go to conference. Well, guess what? That's the legislative process. That's how the Constitution was designed.
Mr. Gingrich, wouldn't it be better if the Republicans had done some of these negotiations behind the scenes and said, this is what we're going to come out with. We've got a plan that makes everybody happy, because President Trump is being quoted as saying there's going to be big, fat, beautiful negotiation underway. What do they have left to negotiate with the more conservative section of the Republican Party and then the more liberal section of the Democratic Party? They've almost painted themselves into a corner where...
Look, it depends, first of all, on how rigid they are in the way they're approaching this. And that depends in part on how rigid the parliamentarian of the Senate is, because she gets to decide under the Byrd rule what is and is not eligible to pass in reconciliation. And for our listeners, reconciliation is a process where you only need 50 votes plus Vice President Pence, whereas in regular order in the Senate, you need 60 votes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of what has got this thing so screwed up right now, to coin a phrase. But the fact is, if you're willing to be creative, the way we used to do it and the way I suspect they'll end up doing it is, you get everybody in the room and you listen to what they need.
Right.
And then you find out a way to meet the needs of all the people you need for a majority in both the House and the Senate. That should be a creative process. It shouldn't just be, here's the box, and we're only going to negotiate in the box, take it or leave it. It's got to be, let's talk about our goals. How can we get to our goals? For example, we have 8,000 federal community health centers in the United States. Well, could they be woven into this to ensure that no matter how poor you are, no matter whether you're on Medicaid or you're uninsured or you have the baseline insurance, you at least get primary care coverage, because we're already paying for it. It's not a budget problem.
Right.
So there are ways to be creative. There are ways to work with the governors on fixing Medicaid. My hunch is, if you were to eliminate a bunch of the current federal regulations that really force doctors to hire extra clerks, to go through extra procedures, you could probably take substantial cost out of the system. And that could then be applied to more people getting health care.
And that's what I wanted to ask you. Tort reform is huge, and estimates are that doctors, about 40% of the tests that doctors order now are just to cover their butts in case they're sued down the road, because they know they can be sued for any reason whatsoever.
Sure.
Is tort reform going to be in here at all?
Well, I'm not sure it can be there under reconciliation. And, of course, tort reform, which I'm very much for. I think we have way too many lawsuits. I think there are ways to profoundly change the system so you protect the individual, but you don't necessarily enrich the lawyer. That, of course, will lead the trial bar to go crazy. They are very, very strong, especially in the Senate. But I do think it's something that Trump should be advocating. And I think it's a good example of posing, would you rather pay the doctor or the lawyer? Would you rather have more health care or more lawsuits?
Right.
I think that's a winning issue.
Very quickly, as our time is running down, I want to get your thoughts. So much of a kerfuffle over the release, apparently, of President Trump's 2005 tax returns, which showed he paid about 25% in taxes compared to a lot of others who paid less.
Well, you know, I mean, I don't fully understand why President Trump has not released them, because, frankly, I think he's got a good story to tell. He's a very successful, very creative guy. But in addition, I suspect that was a felony, that whoever, and this is something we're going to have to come to grips with. We have people all around the city who think it's okay to commit felonies, to break the law, and to exercise their judgment rather than follow the law. That's going to have to stop, and if that means impaneling grand juries and going after people, they're going to have to do it. You cannot have this city filled with people who think that they have the right to break the law.
Yeah. All right, we're going to have to leave it there. Former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, it's always a pleasure, sir. Thanks for joining
us. Great to be with you. Thanks.
It is now 8:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Around the Circle, Massachusetts Avenue, Westmoreland Circle in Bethesda, do watch for accident activity. Accident on the Beltway in Bethesda as well, on the outer loop after Connecticut Avenue. That's been cleared, but it has given us delays back near New Hampshire Avenue. Very cautious this morning as you head out and about. Please try to keep the speeds down. You might come upon an area that has a patch of ice. Anything that was slushy with the refreeze, potential problems there. Virginia, in on 50, heading through West Falls Church. The accident inbound eastbound 50 before you get to Annandale Road. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold, just flat cold today. And windy, just flat windy. Temperature going to be around 33, but the feel-like temperature is going to be much lower because we may have winds as high as 50 miles an hour today. So it's just going to be one of those raw, nasty days. Tonight, 23, winds around 30 to 40 miles an hour at times. Thursday, clear to partly cloudy, 42. Thursday night, we're going to get really cold, 26. Friday in the upper 40s, Saturday in the upper 50s. Sunday, a bit of a windy conditions reemerge and a temperature of the upper 40s. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 20 degrees, but it feels like 9 chilly degrees in the nation's capital. It is now 8:17 on WMAO.
Looking for a local CPA firm with a proven track record to prepare your taxes? Eaglestone Tax and Wealth Advisors have over 70 years of experience in tax preparation. 301-924-2160. 301-924-2160. Online at estwa.com.
It is 8:17. I'm Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson. So the teachers in Washington, D.C., their union president, Elizabeth Davis, was very upset that the schools were open yesterday. She claims
two hours late, but open, pretty much
because they were open. And she could, listen, a lot of teachers live outside the district. Totally understand it. It's expensive to live within the district. So it makes sense that people will have longer commutes, like from Fairfax, Waldorf, other cities and towns outside of the district, in order to make it to work. It's a little bit more of a hassle for them. And I understand that. But we actually had the honor of speaking to Mayor Bowser about this and the D.C. teachers whining. And here's what the mayor had to say.
My posture generally is, and I've challenged my whole government, my SNOW team, DDOT, and DPW. I'm tired of being the city, the big city, that can't handle snow.
Well, I agree with you.
So we're going to step up and handle it.
And there was some wonderful, melodious voice that chimed in there.
I stepped on the mayor.
No, no, you didn't.
But the point is, I think she's right.
Yes.
She's absolutely right. I think she made yesterday the best call of any of them.
I agree 100%. I walked home from here yesterday. I walked home. There wasn't a store open. There was slush. I was walking along sidewalk. They were clean. And I could not believe nothing was open. And it was just so odd to me. me. I thought, there's nothing out here. Why is there, nothing is open? There was slush on the roads by that time. I walked out here at like 9:30, 10 o'clock. There was slush on the roads. It was a fine drive, and I do think that she made the right call yesterday. I get it, though, that parents were upset because also after-school activities were canceled, which makes sense that after-school activities were canceled. That's fine. But I understand that it really upended teachers and parents as well. More so parents than teachers, because I think parents now have to deal with, okay, I got to get my kid to school two hours later, and now there's no after-school activities.
Mary, I disagree but with teachers, you, though. I disagree with you totally on this.
Okay.
Because I believe, you know, we are the nation's capital.
I agree, yeah.
Other places, you get an inch or two of snow or slush or whatever it is, and people still show up for work on time. Why is it that we here in the nation's capital, among all other major cities in the country, can't find it within our ability to get to work just because they have a spit of snow on the street? I don't understand it. It's ridiculous. Put on your big boy pants and go to work.
I agree with you on that, but I do understand how it is frustrating for parents, because both parents work now, although parents can play the kid card and just show up to work 2 hours late and say, oh, schools were delayed 2 hours, so I had to be late. So parents can do that. So I understand that. But for the teachers who were upset about this, I agree with you 100%. It was not... Now, if you came out from further away, but why don't you make plans?
You made decisions on where you were going to live and where you were going to work. Inherent in making those decisions is that you have the capability to get to work when it's in inclement weather. That's why a lot of people have four-wheel drive in this city, because you have to get to work.
Do you know, when I was moving here and I made that decision, I purposely decided to live close so that I could walk, because I know the reputation that DC has, and I know how the further south you go, the less capable they are of handling snow, which I understand. I get it. So I purposely made a decision that it wouldn't be a problem for me, that if I had to, I could literally walk to work, which is what I did yesterday. But I also think that as teachers, you have to make plans. We all have to make plans. We do it here. We have to be here. And maybe that's why I don't have as much sympathy for people, because we have to be here. Come hell or high water, we have to be at work. My husband's in an industry where he has to be at work.
Well,
I think the teachers are griping because they're jealous.
Well, maybe that's true.
They don't have to go to school. But how come I have to go to school?
You made the decision to live where you live. And inherent in that decision is that you make you have the capability to do what you need to do to get to work no matter the situation. That ought to be the standard.
Yes.
You are an adult. You made these decisions. You have to be prepared. Maybe you stay with a friend.
Right.
Maybe you do something else. Maybe you go get a hotel room. I don't know. But if you're going to live out in the country and work in the city and you have to be there at times, then you have to make the arrangements you need to do it. It's called personal responsibility, folks.
I agree.
Why don't we have more of it?
So we want to give credit where credit is due, but props to Mayor Bowser, because we think that she made the right call on this.
822 on WMAL.
During our last go-to meeting, our team connected a little too well.
That looks like our distributors in France can't keep up with demand. The team should look at moving into Asia.
When you connect better, everything comes together. Go-to meeting. Try it free.
Live Casino and Hotel's favorite jackpot just got even better with Giant Jackpot Celebration. When the jackpot hits, everyone wins. Play with your live rewards card at any eligible slot machine, and when the jackpot hits, you can win $25 free slot play. So come in and get lucky at Live. Visit MarylandLiveCasino.com for details. At Arundel Mills, must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, visit MDGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Want to make money and have fun? Drive with Lyft, the ride-sharing app that treats you better. You can earn hundreds of dollars a week plus tips. That's right. Lyft is the only national rideshare platform with cashless tipping built right into the app. Because getting tipped shouldn't depend on your passenger having a crumpled bill in their pocket. When you drive for the right ride-sharing app, every trip can feel like a walk in the park. With Lyft, you can pick your own hours and work when you want. Lyft can make driving the best job in the world. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com and use the code DCRadio1000 to start off with a $1,000 bonus just for giving 350 rides in your first 60 days. It's our way of saying thanks. From there, the more you drive, the more money you keep, up to 95% of your fares. Experience the difference of Lyft and start earning hundreds of dollars a week during hours you choose by applying at LyftDC.com today. And don't forget to use the code DCRadio1000 for that $1,000 bonus. Terms apply.
There's things you want near you, like an Advance Auto Parts store full of friendly car experts with the knowledge and parts you need to get the job done. Then there's things you don't want near you, like the extremely dangerous Eastern Diamondback Rattlesnake.
Whoa!
You know, the one that falls under the extra poisonous category. So swing by our new Advance Auto Parts store in Oxon Hill to be surrounded by the parts you need at the best prices. Snake free. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road.
Hey, Pam.
Whoa, what?
It's your wallet.
I finally cracked up.
Nah, you just need a vacation. And thanks to Allegiant, we can afford it.
Listen to your wallet and visit Allegiant.com. Book a flight nonstop from Baltimore to Destin-Fort Walton Beach. One way for as low as $78. Save even more when you book flights, rental cars, hotels, and attractions. Must be purchased by 3/29/2017 for travel between 5/31/2017 and 9/2/2017. Seats and dates are limited. Restrictions apply. See Allegiant.com for details.
It is 8:25 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, and everyone, please just take it easy as you head out and about. I know mostly the roads look dry, but you might come upon a patch of ice. We've had a number of accidents this morning. Right now on Edsel Road, the problem is on Edsel Road eastbound between 395 and Backlick Road. The crash, a car into a utility pole, and we may have some wires down as well. So this could be there for a while, but I'll keep a watch on it for you closely. Edsel Road north of 395 or east of 395. Now coming out of the Springfield Interchange off of 95, outer loop toward the Wilson Bridge. We have a crash now with fire trucks at the scene. Outer loop right near Telegraph Road. They take away the right lane, making a trip around the top side. Earlier crash in Bethesda had been outer loop after Connecticut Avenue. That was moved to the shoulder. Outer loop delays beginning. Oh, still have a bit of activity. They're just moving everyone over to the right shoulder, so they had to stop traffic again. So still activity outer past Connecticut. Update is sponsored by Parker Pierce Service Experts. Contact Parker Pierce Service Experts today. Buy a tune-up and get next season's free. A tune-up can save up to 30% on your energy bills. Visit ParkerPierce.com today and see the website for license details. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Strong winds and a wind advisory. Gusts 45 to 50 miles per hour. See some breaks in the clouds early this morning, but I think clouds are going to win it. Maybe a few snow flurries and a high of only 33. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 20 degrees, 826 on WMAL.
Well, Brian, while we are freezing, shoveling snow, slip sliding to and from work, there are college students all over this country who are heading out on spring break. I could use spring break. I really, really could. But the State Department, very popular destination for college students is Mexico.
Right.
It's cheap. It's close. It's not a long flight. Some of them can drive there. But the State Department is warning college students across the country not to spend spring break in certain parts of Mexico, mostly on the West Coast, because of the drug trafficking trade and the violence associated with it. And Acapulco, one of the places they're saying not to go to.
Acapulco. It used to be one of the go-to places. You know, I have done various trips to Mexico on vacations, what have you. And I, you know, given the meanness that is going on down there and the drug trade, which seems to be something that the government of Mexico either turns its a blind eye to or can't find a way to deal with, it is a dangerous place. I would really think twice about letting a kid of mine, if I had any say over the matter, go to Mexico for spring break. I just wouldn't do it.
Yeah, now my husband and I just went a couple months ago, we went in October to Cancun.
Yeah.
But it was very safe. I felt fine. But I think college students make poorer choices than adults where to go in certain cities. And I think that may be a big part of the problem.
It's 828 on WMAL.
Don't wait until spring to replace your roof. Winter is the slowest time of year for roofing companies. And that means you can take advantage of big savings. New Look Home Design is offering 0% interest and no payments for a full year, plus 10% off all materials. Have your roof replaced before the damage gets more expensive. Take advantage of this limited time offer. Call New Look now for 0% interest and no payments for a full year, plus 10% off materials. The number is 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300.
You know how you buy hotel or flights online? Well, now at LendingTree, you can shop for money the same way. Call 800-959-4526, then compare personalized loan offers in minutes. LendingTree's average customer saves between $11,000 and $24,000 over the life of their mortgage loan. You can also shop and compare personal loans, auto loans, small business loans, and student loans. Call LendingTree at 800-959-4526 for details. NMLS license number 1136. Call 800-959-4526.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
Who are Care Suites for?
As a wounded veteran, my disability made moving around my home an obstacle. Thanks to Care Suites of America, I have a universally designed space and freedom to roam independently at home.
Care Suites of America provides unique home additions tailored to meet the care needs of aging or physically impaired family members. A custom care suite provides safety, security, and independence at a lower cost than senior and assisted living facilities. Learn more at caresuitesofamerica.com or call 571-332-5754.
Well, coming up in just a moment, we'll be talking to the Attorney General of the state of Maryland, Brian Brosh, who has joined lawsuits challenging the president's immigration executive order, the new one. We'll talk to him coming up right after the news, 8:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning. I'm Steve Burns. All that beautiful snow from yesterday is now frozen solid as we dipped into the 20s overnight today. Your biggest weather battle will be fought against a frigid wind, says meteorologist Ray Stajic.
The winds that could bring down some small trees and that could affect, you know, obviously power lines. So I'd be prepared. High-profile vehicles, two hands on the steering wheel, the big SUVs. I mean, that's going to push you around a little, especially as we go through the day.
He spoke with Mornings on the Mall, Charlie Gisler. The Maryland State Highway Administration says they're still out today.
We're going to keep crews, you know, out with a load of salt just in case there is any issues with any black ice.
Oh, he says you should be up to speed on highways. President Trump asks on Twitter this morning if anyone really believes that his 2005 tax returns just showed up in journalist David K. Johnston's mailbox. The White House released them just before Johnston made the big reveal on MSNBC's Rachel Maddow show. The returns show Trump earned $153 million and paid $36.5 million in income taxes in 2005, paying roughly 25% effective tax rate. The White House pushed back, saying that publishing the information was illegal. The president's revised travel bans getting challenged in federal courts across the country today, including one in Greenbelt, Maryland, where the ACLU is expected to make a case against it. Trump is traveling to Detroit today, selling his proposal to roll back fuel efficiency standards on cars and trucks. And a new report from federal auditors says Metro messed up the launch of the SafeTrack maintenance program. The Government Accountability Office says Metro was in such a hurry to start fixing things, they didn't collect any comprehensive data, and that prevented them from prioritizing the most critical projects. Metro Board Chairman Jack Evans, though, tells the Post the GAO's playing Monday morning quarterback, saying no one has the right to criticize what they did. Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 20,837, the NASDAQ at 5,857. In sports, the Caps break their four-game losing streak with a win over Minnesota. Mount St. Mary's nips New Orleans to advance to the first round of the NCAA tournament. Their reward is playing top seed Villanova. And the Wizards are home tonight facing the Mavericks. Up next, traffic and weather. Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Have your golf buddies been asking where you've been? Are you missing your Saturday tee time? What if you could play and walk 18 holes without nagging back pain? What if you could fully swing your driver again and follow through? What if you could feel better and take a few strokes off your game? What if there was a safe, effective spine surgery to relieve your pain and get you back to feeling like yourself again? There is, and it's in our area. Doctors Morgan and Elagala at Sana Spine recognize that spine surgery can, should, good and needs to be perfect. Using revolutionary ultrasonic technology, Sana Spine surgeons safely decompress pinched nerves, relieving pain, getting you back to the life you once enjoyed within weeks, not months. Sana Spine's ultrasonic surgery is a 90-minute outpatient procedure that avoids fusion, which means no rods, screws, or unnecessary loss of mobility. Learn more at SanaSpineSurgery.com. The ultrasonic revolution. SanaSpineSurgery.com. Get your game back.
Who doesn't love the pitter-patter of raindrops, right? Me. I hated that sound. A gentle snowfall? My enemy. Why? Because with any wet weather, my basement would leak and smell. It was a nightmare until I came to my senses and called Mid-Atlantic Waterproofing. All my friends swear by them as the best, and Qualified Remodeler magazine ranks them as America's number one waterproofer. Well, I called, and they delivered. Mid-Atlantic's patented HydroTrack solution will keep my basement dry for as long as I own my home. And they gave me interest-free financing, too. So be like me and love the sound of rain again. Call them today at 800-MID-ATLANTIC. That's 800-643-2852.
Call for a free inspection today and get $500 off any new job. Plus, no payments and no interest for 12 months. Some restrictions apply.
Mid-Atlantic waterproofing for the driest basement in town.
It's spring, and what sets our hearts all afire? Why, a spanking new car is what we desire. But who has the stomach to deal with cruel loans? The haggling, the interest, the payments, the groans. But with 7 years to pay off your dream, Commonwealth One super low rates make other lenders scream. Plus, with no payments for the first 90 days, you just watch. This deal kicks all those other car loans right in the...
Announcing Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union's new drive-through summer car loan. Get super low rates, a 90-day vacation from car payments, and loan terms up to 7 years. Visit us at cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211.
Don't you just love the smell of fresh car?
Visit cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211 for details. Loan qualifications and restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender. Membership open to residents of Virginia and neighboring states.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
8:35 now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270, fantastic. Frederick and down through to the Capitol Beltway. Very light volume. Do have some beltway delays, though. Outer Loop in Bethesda after Connecticut Avenue due to the crash, now on the shoulder. Virginia Beltway leaving Springfield, heading toward the Wilson Bridge on that outer loop near Telegraph Road. It was the right lane block just a few moments ago with help at the scene of that crash. Now, heads up if you use Edsel Road. Problems with a car into utility pole. Wires down if you can. Try to avoid Edsel Road, essentially between back Lick Road and 395. The crash happened on the eastbound side at Clifton Road before you get onto 395. 395, just a little bit of delay through Landmark, and then you'll hit the slowdowns from the Pentagon. Solid lineup now across the 14th Street Bridge onto Lower 14th Street. Also looking at the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, slowing to get onto Constitution Avenue and onto the toward the East Street Expressway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Strong winds and a wind advisory. Wind gusts 45 to 50 miles per hour. See some breaks in the clouds early this morning, but I think clouds are going to win it. Maybe a few snow flurries and a high of only 33. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 23 in Haymarket, 19 in Germantown. We're 24 here in D.C. Traffic and weather brought to you by Jiffy Lube. I'm Steve Burns on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's Brian Wilson, Mary Walter in the house today. Joining us on the line, Maryland's Attorney General Brian Frosch. We wanted to have him here to talk about the lawsuit that he is joining that and is bringing that will sort of challenge the president's executive order on immigration, the new one that has just come out. Good morning to you, Mr. Attorney General. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on, Brian.
All right, I want to make sure I understand clearly. You have joined the Hawaii case, but so you have not, because I'm getting conflicting reports about this. What have you done? What action have you taken?
So we've joined the Washington case, and we filed an amicus brief supporting Hawaii.
I got you. Okay. And so what is the major point that you're making in challenging the president's immigration order?
Well, the second executive order has all the same problems the first one does. It's still a Muslim ban, and it's unconstitutional, it's illegal. And besides that, it makes us less safe, not more safe. It gives propaganda opportunities for ISIS. It undermines our allies in the Middle East. It's bad for us economically, commercially. It says to the best and the brightest around the world, you're not welcome here. And we've been the beneficiaries for generations of a brain drain from around the world. The best academicians, the best scientists, engineers want to come to the United States to learn and work. And this turns them away.
Well, can I ask you a couple questions about that, what you've said?
Absolutely.
There? You say it's a Muslim ban, and you don't think that it sends the right message. I mean, there are other Muslim countries that aren't a part of this ban. But my larger question is this. What makes the Attorney General of the state of Maryland the person to make determinations about foreign policy, which has traditionally been the purview of the President of the United States?
This isn't just about foreign policy. This affects us on the ground in Maryland. It affects every state. It affects the folks who live here, the folks who want to travel
here. In what way? I'm a little soft on that one.
So if you are studying in the United States and you have a visa and you want to leave and go back to one of these six countries, you can't get back in the country.
Right.
Working here and your family is in one of those six countries. They can't come here to visit you. You can't go back if one of them is sick.
And compare and contrast that, if you would, sir, with the impact that would happen if somebody came to this country who had not been improperly screened, who carried out a terrorist attack. I mean, I remind you, it was the previous president who determined that these six countries were countries that harbored terrorists.
Well, ironically, nobody from any of these six countries has committed a terrorist attack in the United States, whereas folks from many other countries that the president did not select, and some of which he has businesses, did. So it's curious on that scale, but the point is, it's a Muslim ban. As such, it's unconstitutional. It's also illegal, and it's stupid policy.
Well, actually, President Roosevelt banned Muslims during his presidency. He prohibited immigration to the U.S. of anyone who believed in polygamy, promoted it, or lived in a country that practiced it. And we also know that Jimmy Carter banned Iranians, and he actually rounded up the students here who were studying here legally and sent them back. You say no one from these countries have committed acts of terrorism, but we do know that in Europe, people traveling on fake passports from Syria did commit acts of terrorism. We do know that ISIS has told us that they're going to put these people in disguised as refugees, and that's what happened, I believe, and it was the Paris bombing, the Paris attack. So why should we wait until that happens and then say, okay, now we're going to ban you? Why should we put American lives at risk instead of just put a temporary pause on it? It's not forever. It is a temporary pause until we know we can vet these people.
It's not like they haven't been vetted. They've been vetted
extraordinarily
well. None of them has committed a terrorist attack in the United States because we've done a good job of vetting them. The vetting continues. It's the blanket ban saying Muslims aren't welcome that causes the problem.
But did we not admit with what happened in San Bernardino that we did not vet those two people very well? And we admitted that things like social media aren't allowed to be vetted because it's considered an invasion of privacy.
No, I think that's not right. I mean, you're talking about people who are living in those countries, who go through more than a two-year process to determine whether or not they can come into the United States. It's been extraordinarily successful. And basically, you know, you're saying to the folks who helped our military, who helped our country in those countries, thanks a lot for your service, but you're not good enough to come to the United States.
Well,
Well, I don't think that makes sense.
Well, you recently got the permission from the state legislature to be able to file these kind of lawsuits. They gave you a budget to do so, and some people would look at this with a jaundiced eye, and they might say, this is all about sticking the attorney general sticking their noses into the business of something that has traditionally been the purview of the president of the United States for not reasons other than political reasons.
Well, I mean, that's just wrong. The job of the Attorney General, let me say, the General Assembly has not yet given me a budget. My folks are working overtime to do this stuff. We don't have a single additional person yet. Hope to get it, because there's another bill pending that would do that. But this is the job of the Attorneys General across the country. We protect our states. We protect the constitutional rights of folks who live and work here. And we stand up for American values and American economy and American public safety.
Right.
And this Muslim ban violates all three of those principles.
Well, we're going to have to leave it right there. I do appreciate the conversation.
Yeah.
Maryland Attorney General Brian Frosch, thank you for joining us here today.
Thanks for having me on.
It's 844 on WMAL.
I'm a procrastinator. I put off everything. Oil changes, haircuts, dentist appointments. But one thing I'm lucky I didn't put off was getting my basement waterproofed by Mid-Atlantic Waterproofing. Without Mid-Atlantic's patented HydroTrack solution, all that water buildup from all those storms we've had would have continued to crack our basement walls, keep on ruining our carpets, and made that musty, moldy smell just get worse and worse. But Mid-Atlantic came in and fixed our problems quickly. They even gave me interest-free financing. So don't put it off. Call 800-MID-ATLANTIC now. That's 800-643-2852. You know, I think I just might call my dentist now, too.
Call for a free inspection today and get $500 off any new job. Plus, no payments and no interest for 12 months. Some restrictions apply.
Mid-Atlantic Waterproofing for the driest basement in town.
It's 8:45 now on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Tammy Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, we started off lighter than normal, but now some of that rush hour starts to fill in, and that always happens when we have delays, postponements, so watch for the rush hour to linger. Now, crossing the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, coming out of Arlington on 66, GW Parkway slows, we're heavy, crossing the Key Bridge and into Georgetown. Canal Road starts to back up, as does 395 over the 14th Street Bridge. Now, with the problems, we had on the Beltway, Virginia, outer loop leaving Springfield toward the Wilson Bridge. The crash near Telegraph Road had some of that activity crowding that right lane. Inner loop, a brief delay in Annandale. 66, no worries. Edsel Road, the problem spot is going to be essentially between Backlick Road and 395. Crash happened in the eastbound direction on Edsel Road before getting to 395. And do watch in Bethesda right near the Massachusetts Avenue Circle and Westmoreland Street for the incident. Now from Garage Door Repair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wait, now a big issue with the wind advisory. In effect, some of the winds gust over 50 miles per hour. It breaks in the overcast this morning, but becoming mostly cloudy and a few snow flurries. A high of only 33. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And right now it's 20 degrees and the wind chill factor is right around 10 degrees. So plenty cold out there.
Bundle up.
It is 8:47 on WMAL.
Get rid of hard water scale that blocks nozzles and coats your home's pipework. A GSA-tested solution. Go to scalepreventionusa.com. No water wasted, no backwash cycle, no salt. You save money on electricity. ScalePreventionUSA.com. ScalePreventionUSA.com.
What's my name?
Snoop Dogg stepped into it, I think. He came out with a new music video that shows him at one point doing a parody attack on the president of the United States. Let me just say, it is very clear that what is seen in the video is a toy gun, and it's very clear that the person who is representing in this video is supposed to be the president of the United States, although sort of done up in clown makeup, etc. But then he shoots the clown, And therein lies a little bit of a problem. Are you suggesting that this is something that you would like to do to the President of the United States is the unasked question of all this. And if you know, the Secret Service does not like such suggestions, but nonetheless, that's what Snoop Dogg has done with it. And Ice-T says, you know, you just can't do that.
Right.
You know, and you know who else said that? Marco Rubio, who is a, you know, a hip-hop rap fan. He says, no, you can't do that.
I'm sorry. Can we just stop right there? Anyone else find it fascinating that Marco Rubio is a hip-hop fan?
Yeah, he is.
You just look at him, you're like, nothing about him screams hip-hop at all.
Here, let's go to cut number 15, if we could. This is, let's see, this is Marco Rubio.
Again, I think people could disagree on policy. We got to be very careful about that kind of thing, because the wrong person sees that and gets the wrong idea, and you can have a real problem. So, you know, I'm not sure what Snoop was thinking. You should think about that a little bit, you know.
So when you have Ice-T and Marco Rubio attacking Snoop Dogg for his video, I think you got a little bit of a problem there. I think it was bad choice, bad taste, and frankly, I would not be surprised if you got a little conference, a little call from the nice folks over at the Secret Service, lovely people that they
He'll get the same talking to Madonna got, and nothing will come of it. If you had done it, or I had done it, there would be severe repercussions. But because they're famous, and they're in liberal elitists, nothing happens. I'm so sick and tired of the double standard. It makes me crazy.
Yeah. New news on the Bennifer front. Bennifer
I've been wondering what's going on with them.
Well, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner, who, by the way, I had my picture taken with. I tell people that all the time because I'm very impressed.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, she's and lovely, by the way. And people say, why do you mention that? Because I tell everybody that story.
Well, look what you said about Richard Simmons. So it's only nice that you paint the other side.
Yeah, she's lovely. Anyway, but here's Ben Affleck apparently has made it known that he's just come out of alcohol rehab. He has said that he's had problems with alcohol in the past, and it's something that he continues to deal with, and he's gone to rehab, and he's come out, and he says, I'll continue to work on it. And there's some question about whether or not, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner might get back together. They are separated right now. But they're very close, and they've actually been seen on vacations together with the family, and it seems as if they are, you know, very friendly, even though there has been this issue with alcohol. So the question is whether or not Jennifer and Ben will get back together. I hope those crazy kids can make it go.
I like this. I really like this story. I think it's a great story to go out on here, because it shows what they're taking their marriage seriously. I think marriage has become so disposable for so many people. This is so reminiscent of Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman. He admitted he had an addiction problem, and because she was going to leave him. Mm-hmm. And he had an addiction problem, and he went to rehab, and she stuck with him. And I wonder if that was the crux of Jennifer Garner, of their problem here, Bennifer's problem. I give them a lot of credit, and I think it's a great, great example to hold up to people.
It is now 8:50 on WMAL.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
I remember covering the Newtown shooting like it was yesterday. I hope to never have to do it again. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. A new Boston University study shed some light on a controversial topic. They found the chance a child will get shot at school is significantly lower if their state has mandatory background checks. Children also have better odds if their state spends more money on mental health and education. This is a tough topic, I know, but stay with me here. Researchers identified 154 shootings at K-12 schools between January of 2013 and December 2015. That's an average of one a week, a sharp increase from past decades when there was just one a year between 1966 and 2008. More than 99% of the shooters were male. Most shootings were deliberate, and children who live in urban areas are the most vulnerable. Something has to be done about this. Our children's lives literally depend on it. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
As the morning sun peeks through, work is already emailing you. It's 8 a.m. and they got your soul. You're stuck in a morning work black hole. And if you don't respond quick, the promotion goes to Nick. And he's a sucker. When your morning is hell,
just go to Taco Bell.
And for just a dollar, let us make you breakfast. Like the grilled breakfast burrito with eggs, bacon, and cheese wrapped in a warm tortilla. At participating locations, served during breakfast hours. Prices may vary, tax extra.
Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show right here every weekend. I want you to ask yourself, where will you be 4 years from now? Well, 4 years from now, you'll be 4 years closer to retirement. Will it be everything you want it to be? Come to my seminar, Preparing for Retirement, and learn how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts. Learn how to maximize your Social Security benefits and design your estate plan. Investments, Social Security, and wills and trusts. Master these to enjoy a comfortable and financially successful retirement. The seminar comes to Fairfax, Wednesday, March 15th, and Alexandria, Thursday, March 16th, both 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Did you know that more homes sell in March, April, and May than any other time of the year? So why pay 6% commission just to sell your home? Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, and we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. We've already saved our clients over $5 million in real estate commissions. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Kids, let's make brownies. Yay! Meet me in the kitchen.
Not the kitchen.
For amazing kitchens, basements, bathrooms, and whole house remodeling, call Total Construction. For over 30 years, Total Construction has delivered the highest quality craftsmanship and materials, and we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Visit our showroom and select your dream kitchen today. For kitchens, basements, bathrooms, and more, call Total Construction, 703-201-3361, totalcc.biz.
8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bethesda, do watch for fire and rescue units. Massachusetts Avenue, right as you come up to Western Avenue on the outbound side. Looks like they're stopping traffic here, so careful watching for their direction there. Around the Beltway, topside still in delays here as you head between New Hampshire Avenue and around toward George Avenue. Earlier morning crash gone. Virginia Beltway heading from Springfield toward the Wilson Bridge. Looks like our new accident will be on the outer loop right as you come up toward Van Dorn. On Edsel Road, if you can avoid, essentially Edsel Road between Backlick Road and 395, that's where we have a crash. Car into a utility pole and wires down. Update sponsored by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Learn how an insurance-covered, comfortable knee or back brace can reduce your pain. Call 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Northwesterly winds continuing to gust as we head through today. 40 to maybe 50 miles per hour. Wind advisory kicks in at 8 o'clock this morning. Cloudy, windy, 33 degrees. Maybe a few snow flurries. Tonight will drop to a cold 23. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 21 degrees, 8:56.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
You're one of my favorites.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This is getting fun.
Where Washington comes to talk.
What is the path forward to a better healthcare system? At United Health Group, we believe it's possible to have a modern, high-performing, simpler healthcare system by building on what works. Like rewarding care providers for achieving quality outcomes and affordability, rather than paying for the number of procedures. Giving states the flexibility to design and offer high-quality, affordable coverage that meets the unique needs of their residents. Providing seniors with choice and stability in their benefits, and ensuring that the Medicare program meets their increasingly complex conditions. Strengthening and expanding the employer-sponsored coverage system, which already serves 178 million people. And providing patients with information to simplify their healthcare experience. The foundation exists for better healthcare. Building on what works is the path forward. United Health Group, built for better health. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com.
Here's
Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Okay, here's the deal. Central heating and air system in your house has a lifespan that we can mostly predict based upon how old it is. But another important factor is routine maintenance. And at Snell Heating and Air, we want to be the company that helps you get the most life out of your existing system. But sometimes you just push it too far, you know? The time comes when every household is going to need a new heating and air conditioning system eventually. Well, that's when the stand-up guys can really pull through for you. We find ways to make that new comfort system so affordable that you'll feel, well, comfortable. So here's the deal. Comfort can mean a lot of things. Temperature of your house, how comfortable you are buying a new system, and finding a company you feel the best about. For a lot of folks, that's the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Style. Performance. Superior quality. America's luxury brand. All this from Ted Britt Lincoln. Arrive in style with the new 2017 Lincoln Black Label Continental. And only Ted Britt gives you their exclusive Ted Britt for Life lifetime vehicle coverage. This is why all Lincoln buyers come to Ted Britt. Arrive in style. In American-made luxury. Ted Britt Lincoln of Chantilly.com.
Foster Remodeling Solutions is a Northern Virginia remodeling and design firm with over 30 years of experience focused on kitchens, bathrooms, additions, and whole home renovations to best fit your family's lifestyle. Foster Remodeling is committed to providing you personalized service with expert design and craftsmanship. Learn how your home can be transformed with a complimentary in-home consultation. Call 703-763-5391. That's 703-763-5391. Or at fosterremodeling.com.
Well, coming up tomorrow, we'll be joined by Stuart Varney. That's a big day because today we're going to find out whether or not there will be a hike in the federal interest rates. So we'll be checking in with Stuart Varney tomorrow.
So borrow money now.
That's right. Oh, looky here. It's Chris Plant.
I'm going to guess there will be a hike in the federal interest rates.
I think so.
I just did sort of my gut feeling. I've got all kinds of gut feelings today. And I'm thinking that Rachel Maddow probably has some gut feelings today, too. And they may not be the ones that she's excited by. But Rachel Maddow, MSNBC, big scoop last night. They had them. They had them by the short ones. They had them real good. They were going to take them down.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.